Kevin Weeks is on the line with us, as we promised you earlier. And, of course, Kevin does a great job for NHL Tonight. It's the show that everybody comes home to after the game to watch the highlights. They do such a great job of breaking down the night in hockey one after another. And let me give Kevin full props here, because you can always tell which analysts, and there's a number that rotate through there. Some watch the Predators more than others. We can always tell that Kevin pays attention to the Predators because he knows details, especially he knows a good goalie when he sees one, and obviously he knows a lot about Pecorino. Kevin, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for that nice intro, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're well. And, Kevin, this is Stu Grimson. That's Willie Donick pandering to his guest. Pandering.
Yeah, good vocab right there, Stu.
So he does that for everybody. I got it. It's not that special, man. It's not that special. Okay.
Well, Kevin, we're looking forward to this matchup here. It's such a hard-fought series last year in the second round of the playoffs. Goals were very hard to come by, and the huge swing in the series was the ability for Vancouver to win here. They won all three matchups, all very tight-checking games, and the Predators really had no answer for Ryan Kesler. So really that's what a lot of people have on their mind tonight, is can the Predators slow down number 17?
Isn't that the truth? Ryan Kesler was an absolute beast last year in that playoff series. Very dominant player, 200-foot player, three zones. I mean, he's a mismatch because you can put him out against anybody in any situation. So certainly a luxury for Coach Alan Vigneault to have at his disposal. And yeah, he was a one-man wrecking crew playing like a man possessed all last season, but specifically that series. But I think when you look at the Predators tonight, I think they're balanced, they're healthy. Pecorino's on fire right now. Obviously, look at how well he's played during this stretch and turning his season around. But I think this should be a good matchup. I don't really think that, and I say this respectfully, I don't think that the Preds really have to focus too much on Ryan Kesler. I know Coach Alan Vigneault has mixed his lines up a little bit. He's gone to the blender. And I like the Preds game right now. I think it's going to be a great matchup tonight. But for that matter, I think the Preds can match up with anybody in the National Hockey League when they're playing their game the way they have been of late. And even last game, with Pecorino making a lot of saves that last game, I understand that you're going to have those nights. But by and large, I think Fisher has played better. I like the emergence of Craig Smith, some of the other young players that they have in the lineup. Martin Erath's always dangerous, and they have a great blue line. So I think that this is going to be a great matchup. And Grimmer, I think you really nailed it right off the top when you said that it's going to have playoff-type intensity, and I think the matchup's going to reflect that.
Well, Kevin, you made a great point that we were reading from the morning skate, that it does look like the Canucks are going to, for the first time that I can remember, actually split up the Sedins and have them on a different line in a game against the Predators. And so Ryan Kesler will not be on the line separate from the Sedins. It looks like he'll be mixed up with those guys. I'm really curious to see how that goes, especially in the matchup with Suter and Weber in that pair.
Yeah, I think the key to that pair, certainly from the defensive side with the Preds, is those guys are so strong and so physical, but also they skate well. But I think when those guys are at their best, their angling is among the best in the game. And a lot of times people think of angling when it comes to goalie playing the angles. But it's the same thing for the defenseman. And if you watch a guy like Nicklas Lidström, who I think is the best I've ever seen at it, I had the chance to call their game on Hockey Night in Canada this past Saturday with the Oilers and the Wings. And watching Nicklas Lidström play, his angles are so precise. So I think when Weber and Suter are at their best, they're using their angles, their feet positioning, their shoulders, and also both of them have long reaches. They're getting their sticks in the lane. Not always deflecting shots, but sometimes influencing shots, influencing passing lanes, and things of that nature. So that's why I really think this is a better matchup than people recognize. And, hey, guys, let's look at this. I mean, let's be honest. There's only 1 point separating these two teams. And they do have that great playoff series from last season to build upon. And I know the game earlier this season, the 1-6-5 game in particular, a lot of people thought that would have been close checking, but and maybe a lower score. But who cares what the score is? I just think it's a great matchup. And I know that guys on both of these teams love playing against each other.
Kevin, you know, you have occasion to watch the Vancouver Canucks a good deal. And often for the Canucks postseason, you know, the inability of the Sedin brothers to kind of get their game on track as a transition from the regular to the postseason has often been kind of problematic for this club. Is there anything you see, given the experience of a deep, deep playoff run last year, that kind of puts the Sedins in a different posture as the playoffs roll around this year. Are they any better? Are they any more effective in the playoffs?
Great question. And you've been a long time. We've played a long time. And one thing you know from playoff hockey, from our experience, is that the rink shrinks. I say it all the time. Regular season is 200 by 85. Playoffs, I'm going to give it 150 by 50. You've got to make plays in tight, confined spaces. The checking is much better. The matchups are more intense. The coaches are sharper, trying to get the right guys on the ice at the right time. And in saying that, you know, every single possession is that much more critical. So I think for the Sedins, I like your game when they're playing a cycle-based game. And they have the ability to score beautiful goals off the rush, but they can score beautiful goals off the cycle. I think in the playoffs, they're going to have to embrace scoring more cycle-type goals simply for that reason, just because there's not enough room to make plays. And I think they're intelligent enough players, they're committed enough players. I definitely think they'll make that adjustment. But in saying that, I think it's also the onus is also on some of the other players. And you talked about Ryan Kessler got injured last year down the stretch. But I think the onus is on some of the other players as well to recognize that, hey, if you want to win in the Stanley Cup, you want to win the Stanley Cup, you've got to do different things to be successful in the postseason than you do in the regular season. And making a lot of plays in tight spaces, paying the price, scoring a lot of ugly goals. And I think that's why, you know, any team that's won a cup, or certainly to those of us that have played on teams that have gone to Stanley Cup, you recognize that part of the reason you get that deep is a lot of the unheralded guys. And that's why the smart coaching value those guys in the regular season. Because guess what? When the bright lights get turned up, more often than not, it's your unheralded players because they're used to doing a lot with a little. They're used to excelling with less ice time and less space. And I think those guys always seem to come to the forefront. So if you want to win, your star players need to do it. Because you look at Boston last year, and I said it on the NHL Network last year after Game 4, whoever's third and fourth line plays better is going to win this series. And to me, that's exactly what carried the day for the Boston Bruins outside of Tim Thomas with his record-setting goalie performance.
Kevin, let's talk about a guy who maybe isn't getting a whole lot of fanfare, but the rookie Cody Hodgson, it was actually voted in a fan poll as maybe the most untouchable guy in Vancouver heading into the trade deadline.
You know what? I've got to hit the reset button on Cody Hodgson. I've known him a little while here. He's from the Toronto area. He played in the OHL for here locally for Brampton, Brampton Battalion under Stan Butler. It was a really rocky relationship with him and the Vancouver Canucks when he had his back injury. And it really looked as though it was going to be quite confrontational, and it was, actually. And I think, in the end, cooler heads prevailed. The Canucks organization really stood behind him. They swallowed some crow. And I think that Cody Hodgson learned a lot, learned some hard lessons. And I think they gave him the time that he needed to heal and get better. They kind of got by the injury and whose fault it was, and the misdiagnosis, and you, whatever you want to call it. But I think, all in all, this kid really dedicated himself. He buckled down. He started training with Gary Roberts and his group and Matt Nichol with the likes of Matt Camilleri and Steve Stamkos and others here in the Toronto area. Everybody knows how much more conditioned Steve Stamkos is and how much better he is for it. I think Cody Hodgson learned some hard lessons after training with those guys. And also, he was able to get some of the right medical care, too, to rehabilitate his back. So I think it's been great. It really is a great story. I'm happy for him. He's a good kid. He's a good pro. He has a nice hockey sense, good offensive instinct. And again, full marks to the Canucks for being open-minded. And I think this has been a win-win for everybody. Cody Hodgson, as you talked about it, being Rookie of the Month, being named as one of the rookies to participate in the skills competition in the All-Star game. I think it's been great for him and great for their team. And yeah, he's been one of the more consistent performers. And he just seems to get better and better as the season goes along. So that's a nice story coming out of Vancouver there.
Kevin Weeks is our guest. He is with NHL Tonight on the NHL Network and, of course, a former goaltender in the NHL for a long time. Kevin, when you watch Pekka Rinne, obviously the numbers speak for themselves, especially of late here. He's played outstanding. Technically, what are some of the subtleties that maybe an ex-goaltender like yourself pick up on him that maybe separate him from an average goalie?
Well, I'll just share this with you guys. Two Saturdays ago in Edmonton, I had a chance to speak to Joe Thornton from the San Jose Sharks. And Joe was telling me, he said, if I had to start a franchise, I'd be hard-pressed to pick anybody in goal other than Pekka Rinne. And that said a lot. And when I watch Pekka Rinne play, I just love the fact that he's so nimble. He's very nimble on his feet. And so oftentimes you hear people say, oh, the Preds, they got a 6'5 goalie and a 6'6 goalie. But what they don't talk about is how light he is on his feet, his ability to move from point A to point B on his skates, and his ability to respond and be athletic and dynamic on his knees. He has a good butterfly base, certainly coming out of Finland, but I like the job that your goalie coach, Mitch Korn, has done. I think Mitch Korn's probably the most underrated goalie coach in the NHL, and I don't say that lightly, and maybe one of the most underrated members of the Nashville Predators. He's done a great job at that position ever since the inaugural season for the Predators. And you go back to Bocoon, to Mike Dunham, you name it, Mason, and now certainly with Pecorino, I think he's done an amazing job. Even Dan Ellis had his first season there. So I think he's really taught him the value of battling for pucks and competing hard to make second and third saves. And I think the athleticism that he has to go with that really complements that very well. So very seldom is he out of a play. He has a terrific glove hand. He's great on his feet. And although he's 6'6", he gets the size advantage of being 6'5", excuse me, but he's just as nimble as a 6-foot or a 6-foot-1 goalie like Lundqvist. So it really is an intimidating package for the shooters. And he's got a great demeanor. That's something that a lot of folks don't recognize, is how well he relates to the fans, how well he relates with his teammates. You hear him in post-game scrums and interviews. He's always crediting other guys. He's very humble. He's not a me-first type guy. And I know from experience, guys love playing in front of guys like that. They're willing to block that extra shot or a back check, even though their legs and their quads might be on fire from a hard shift. So, he's a complete package right now.
Kevin, great stuff. We appreciate your perspective, and thank you for joining us. I know you're a busy man with all the work that you do, and we will talk to you down the road.
My pleasure, guys. Keep up the great hockey down there in Music City.
Will do. We'll do our part. And, of course, Sue, if you'd like to do any pandering to Kevin before he leaves, feel free.
I appreciate the invitation. I would love to pander to Kevin. I would say that, Kevin, we're grateful to have you on. You have easily been far and away the best guest we've had on the show tonight. Far and away. Thanks.
Hey, listen,
thanks for
I'm
being with us.
That. I'll be in Nashville in 2 weeks, rocking that in Canada. I'm going to hold you guys to that.
I may not be in the building that night.
Kevin, we'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Kevin Weeks from the NHL Network. Well, that's great. So he is coming to town in a couple weeks. We'll have to pander to him a little more. I do think he does a very good job.
He does a great job. And I'll tell you what, you talked about the NHL Network, Willie. That's the show that's on in every NHL dressing room in the NHL. The guys watch that. That's what the guys watch to get their highlights. And Kevin does a great job. He really does.
And Tom, it's funny. They have a promo that plays on the NHL Network all the time of that habit. Guy on an exercise bike, guy in the locker room, guy
and
in the training room.
And that is absolutely true to form.
Yeah. And really, for all the fans, they do such a great job with how they wrap up the night. It's a one-stop shop. I mean, if you want to know what went on in any other game, they have the extended highlights. They play the broadcasters. They come back and analyze. I think it's – that channel is very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's how I usually end my night or start my morning.
Right.
If I didn't watch it at night, I'd watch it first thing in the morning, and it's fantastic. I love the job they're doing.
It's easy research, isn't it, Tom?
Really,
it's easy
is.
Research.
Really is. It starts me off on the right foot every day.
And they've got this little vignette they build into the highlights package as well. They show every goal scored in the league on a given night. They just run them. Just run them all. So if you've missed it, just hang around for that. You'll see what you want to see.
I'm getting a note, by the way, over Twitter. Apparently, 65 North out of Franklin, there's a big wreck, and traffic is pretty slow. So you might want to seek an alternate route if you're coming
north from Franklin on I-65, maybe take an alternate route. Good stuff.
Yes.
All right, so take note there. When we come back, we will play you some highlights from Saturday night. And if you missed it, boy, it was one heck of a hockey game. And so we'll give you a little recap of that one. We'll continue to break this one down. We'll take it a little further. What do the Predators do to counter the fact that it looks, at least to start the game, that the Sedin brothers will not be on the same line? I don't ever remember that happening in a game between these two teams, but we'll talk about what the Predators might do to counter. Stay tuned. This is our pregame coverage. It's brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Absolute Vodka Cocktails Perfected. Predators and Canucks tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 102.5 The Game.